Praise his name. Let's stand together if you would. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Father, Lord, we're truly thankful. Lord, your grace that we see in our lives as we walk this life. Truly, it's so precious to know that you're always near, standing right beside us. Oh, Father, holding our hand, Lord, and not letting us stray. Lord, keeping us safe. I appreciate you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just bless us tonight. Lord, we've gathered here with one mind, one heart, Lord, is to hear you speak to us. And to, Lord, with great anticipation, to, Lord, receive revelation and to draw closer to you. Help us, everyone, Lord, that we may accomplish that tonight, Lord. For it be your grace. Lord, we can't receive revelation unless you give it. Lord, we can't desire it unless you placed it there before the moon or star. Lord Jesus, how we adore you. The more we see and understand that it's nothing that we earn or deserve, but your grace in our lives. Lord, we pray and just have our way now, Lord. May you just get the glory and honor in everything we say and do, every phase of the service, as we ask this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would, in our big books. 245. I'd like to start with that song. I haven't sung out in a while. We have an anchor. Amen. Are you anchored in him, saints? Hallelujah.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the storm clouds lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It is safely moored till the storm withstand, for 'tis well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables passed from his heart to mine can defy the blast and drink divine. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will firmly hold in the straits of fear when the breakers have told the reef is near. Though the tempest rave and the wild winds blow, not an angry wave shall our bark overflow. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded in the Savior's love. It will surely hold in the floods of death, when the waters cold chill our latest breath. On the rising tide, it can never fail, while our hopes abide within the veil. We have an anchor, oh hallelujah, steadfast and sure, while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast. Oh, hallelujah. With the storms all past forevermore, we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure, while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Oh, we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure, while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Oh, hallelujah. Are you anchored? Hallelujah. Anchored to the rock. Hallelujah. Page 160. Let's turn there. Well, amen. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Time is filled with swift transition. Oh, not of earth unmoved can stand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, changing hand, amen. Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if my earthly friends forsake us, still more closely to Him cling. Amen. Oh, changing hand. Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, come, covet not this world's vain riches. Oh, that And if to God you have been true, oh, fame bright the home in glory, your enraptured soul in view. Oh, to hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Build your hopes on friends, amen. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand, amen. Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, won't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. Hold to his hand, saints. Amen. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. Oh, what wonderful God we serve. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? That's the blessing. Amen. Praise his name. Let's sing a little chorus. It's the life behind the name. Amen.
It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things as a man he could live so he could give. Here's the life behind the name. Here's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things as a man he could live so he could give. Here's the life behind the name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. How many have something on your heart? A need, request? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Leffler, would you take the request this evening?
Heavenly Father, oh gracious Holy, we come, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, there are many sick, Father. Lord, I pray you come down. Show your mercy, Father.
Oh, yes.
All each one is sick and afflicted, Father, and thank you that you're sick. Many people listen, Lord, something can happen. The prophet said the devil and himself will be in the people. Oh, God. Help us, Lord, to understand. Let thy word, Father, come tonight, Lord. Let us be children of faith. Not something out there, just think we are, hope we are. Lord, like Brother Graham said, Lord, he that believeth. And Lord, I wonder tonight, Father, how many that actually believe in our hearts. If we say we do, Lord, that will never get us no place.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray, Father, that tonight, as the word goes forward,
be seated. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? I ask if you'd come.
Down in my heart, there's a desperate cry. I can see there's a higher high that must be climbed.
I must climb.
And there's no precious thyself, anoint my blind eye,
anoint my eye,
for without revelation, Lord, I will surely die,
I will die.
So I pray for so bad in my life. If revelation is beyond you, then here's what you should do. Look up, seek God, ask Him to make it real to you. In desperation, I cry out today, dear Lord, whatever it may take, just make it real to me. Open my eyes to see. Lord, I need revelation more than Lord, take your precious eyes out. Anoint my blind eye.
Anoint my eye.
For without revelation, Lord, I will surely die.
I will die.
So I pray for revelation. I need it so bad in my life. I know without revelation, Lord, I will surely die.
I will die.
So I pray for revelation. I need it so bad in my life.
Stand together, if you will. Sing a little chorus, only believe, and ask our brother to come.
Oh. Gracious Lord, oh, how we thank you for your mercy and grace. We've gathered here again this evening now that you would speak to our hearts and give us revelation, Lord. Give us what we have need of. For again, Lord, as it's already been said, without you, we can do nothing. And we realize that tonight you're here to help us if we'll accept it. If we'll give you our undivided attention, Lord, and humbly come before the throne of grace. But Lord, we're living in a wicked day, a terrible hour. But Lord, through the midst of all that that's going on, you predestinated a little bride. But Lord Jesus, she would live by that every word. Help us tonight to understand now, Lord. Help us to yield to you. Lord, if we can't yield to us or to you, Lord, break us down till we do. That's what we've been sent here for, Lord. To give our whole life as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. And it truly is a reasonable service, Lord, for what you've given to us. We ask now that you'd have your way. We each one want to commit ourselves unto thee now. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I'd like to pick back up where we was this morning on this little message and trusting that you are hungry for it and desiring it, this type of life. Yeah, it doesn't sound too exciting to flesh and carnal minds and all that. But if you're chosen for this purpose, then it sounds really exciting. Because you know God can move and have his way in your life. But again, as I renew your mind back to what he said in question and answers, just a short few words of it. Again, out of this message of question and answers, it was March 24th, 1963. We read first thing this morning. But just freshen your mind with it again. He said, "And those who have obeyed in these small things will catch it in these other things. If they haven't, it'll go over the top of your head as far as east is from the west." Now, Brother Branham was trying to show us that if we haven't obeyed, and of course, you know, we know he was speaking to us even in this day and age, not just to people at that time. Matter of fact, more I see of it, he was speaking more of the people today than he was then. Amen. And you can see that he knew what it was coming to. I believe with all my heart God revealed it to him. That's why he said many things that match the hour now, more than it ever has. And as I said, I believe it was the Holy Ghost revealing those things to him. It had to be. Especially him being a prophet, you see. And then I want to renew our minds back to this partial here that we was talking about this morning in closing. He said, this in question and answers, this was in his August 30th, 1964. He said, "You're changed, you're a new creature." And he says, "Any little thing that's wrong, he'll tell you that it's wrong." He said, "Then quit it and don't do it. Say, 'Father, I didn't mean him to do that. You forgive me.' And that's the Holy Spirit. I don't care how much you spoke in tongues or how much you run, how much you jumped and how much you did this or that or the other. Whatever you done, it wouldn't mean a thing if the Holy Spirit wasn't in there to condemn you on the things that's right and wrong." You know, that may seem so simple, but yet it is so great and so powerful. To know that a man or woman has something inside of them telling them, "Don't do that. Be careful. Don't you get caught in that. What you're doing is wrong." A little still small voice speaking to your heart. It's a living reality that Jesus Christ lives inside of you. And as I said, sometimes it seems that some people don't have that. That's why they got to ask the pastor, or they got to ask some preacher, or ask somebody else in the church. "How do I do this? Or how do I do that? Do you think this is wrong? Do you think that's wrong? Well, if you had the Holy Ghost on the inside, it would tell you whether it was wrong or not. You know, it's like the young man that Brother Timothy was talking about, that talked to Brother Joseph. That young man had the Holy Ghost on the inside. He'd have knew he shouldn't do that, you see. But until the Holy Ghost comes in him, you'll have to ask. You'll have to ask people what they think, what they feel about it. It's amazing how many people that has been around the message for years and been so-called Christians for years. And still, there's nothing there that condemns them when they're doing something wrong. They do the wrong, and then it's never even thought to have been something wrong unless the pastor gets up and preaches a message on it. Or somebody happens to say something about it that it condemned them when they'd done the same thing. And then they had to stop and think about it. Well, maybe this is wrong. Maybe I shouldn't do this, or maybe I shouldn't act like this. You see? Showing something's not there. For if the Holy Spirit was in there, it would tell you whether you're wrong or going to do wrong. As I said, if I was driving down the road, we used it a lot here lately, of flying down the highway over the speed limit. If I had that Holy Ghost on the inside of me, something would be a picking on my heart. Say, hey, stop this. This is not right. You see? And that's what we need. We need that in every step of life we take. Everything that happens, every circumstance and every decision we make. We need him to be our leadership. And Brother Branham spoke of it in leadership. You see? So it's a very important thing to have that type of movement in your heart, that something's condemning you when you're doing something wrong. And as I said, some people can just gnash out nasty things and say things to hurt somebody, to try to make them feel bad, and to try to make other people feel bad about them, and then they don't think nothing about it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing was ever brought to mind that they could be doing something wrong. It's just the other person's wrong or the other circumstances wrong. It's not me. You know? And there was nothing inside knocking on the heart's door. That's a dangerous place to be in. But as I'm going to tell you, we're going to need the Lord Jesus Christ to knock on our door every day, all day long. Especially when that rapture takes place. You better be close to the Lord where he can deal with your heart, or you're going to miss it. If he can't be there and deal with your heart now on these little things, how are you ever going to be in a rapture? It ain't going to happen. No. So, again, keep that in mind, okay? Now, this is, after we read this quote, we're going on some other quotes I didn't read yet, but this was in, we read this last Sunday, in Christ, Mystery of God Revealed. Just refresh your mind on this one. The new birth is Christ, is a revelation. God has revealed to you this great mystery. And how we can see that? You know, when we maybe read that and just not really think much about it, we may not be able to comprehend really what he's saying. But if you really look at how people can't receive the revelation of the new birth. And what is that? The changing of the soul. Amen. If they can't receive that, look how easily they are overlooking it. And they can't get it. They can't get the revelation of it. See, but the new birth is a revelation. God has revealed to you what took place, what happened in your life, so that you know. Okay? The new birth, he said, the new birth is Christ, is a revelation. God has revealed to you this great mystery. How it is a great mystery. Oh my. And that's a new birth. He said, now, what are you going to do when you get all that group together? It's got this revelation of the new birth. That's what he's talking about. When you get that group together where the revelation is perfectly in harmony. Oh my. And God expressing it through his word by the same actions. Now, where's them actions taking place at? They're not just taken out in the air somewhere. is taking place through human bodies, those whom he revealed it to, sons and daughters of his, these same actions taking place. All right? By the same actions, the same things he did, making the word manifest. Now let's think here a minute. I'm not going to go this direction too far tonight, but I'll get back into it, Lord willing. But for that word to be manifest, let me ask you, would it not have to be obeyed? Absolutely. If we don't obey the word, it's impossible for his word to be made manifest in my body or in yours if we don't obey. You see? But if we obey the word of God, that's the door for him to manifest his life through you. Now the word of God comes, or the life comes by the word of God made manifest. Is that right? Absolutely. So life comes. If it's not manifested, there's no life. It's just, I believe, or I agree, or I think. But what if it's manifested? And again, for it to be manifested, it has to be obeyed. If we do not obey it, it cannot be manifested. Impossible. Okay? All right, so he says, making the word manifest. Oh, if the church only knew its position. He said it will one day. Wow. And he knew it didn't then. Yeah. Even though he was there and bringing all these great mysteries, he knew it wasn't then. But he knew it would come. If the church only knew its position, it will one day. Then the rapture will go when it knows what it is. When what knows what it is? When you and I know what we are and what we're here for. And the very purpose of everything of that word being made alive, why it's important for every word in that scripture and this word today to be made alive in my life. So important. Now remember, God made a way again for us to get that. But I want to renew your mind back to something now. And thinking about what we read today and what we will read in the near future if he tarries. But let me read this first, then we'll read the scripture I'm talking about. Paragraph 80, and this is in a man here that can turn, there's a man here that can turn on the light. Paragraph 80. December 29, 1963. God's word comes only by the Bible. God's Bible is the printed form of the Son of God because the Bible said that it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's God revealing himself through Christ. Isn't that right? When Jesus Christ came on the earth, it was God revealing himself in Jesus Christ. Is that right? Amen. Amen. And Christ is the word. Okay? And it takes the light. Listen, and it takes the light of God to shine upon that word to vindicate it. Okay? So we know it takes the Holy Spirit to shine upon that word in our hearts to vindicate it. Because we cannot live this ourselves. It's impossible. Amen. It's not us that lives. Apostle Paul told us that. I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. You see? And same as still as today, it's not us that's going to live it. It's going to be Jesus Christ living in us. Okay? And I don't know about you, but I know Jesus Christ can live by every word. Amen. Is that right? Amen. He would have no problem living by his own word. Now, what if he got into another body? Another tabernacle of flesh? Wouldn't you think he'd take care of that? Absolutely. It wouldn't be no problem. It would come automatically. You wouldn't see people struggling and trying to make themselves, trying to stay away from evil. No. When evil is present, What is wrong with a man or woman when they got to try to stay away from that evil? Because the desire of the evil is still there. If the desire is gone, there's no trying to stay away from the evil because you hate the evil. You have no more conscience of sin. No more desire of sin. You see? So that changes a person's life when it comes to things they used to desire to do that was wrong because there is no more desire for it. Alright? It's just like anything in natural in life. You pick out anything in your life that you don't want to do. Maybe you don't want to fly in a helicopter. Well, they ain't getting your feet off the ground. You ain't going. You have no desire going. You have no desire to be in that helicopter. But what if that helicopter was evil, but you wanted to ride that thing and just wanted to ride it? You just longed to ride in that thing to see what it looked like to be up in the skies. Riding above the treetops, right? Every time you'd see a helicopter, oh, I wish. But I can't. Oh, I wished, but I can't. And that makes that fight on the inside. Same it is with anything in this life. If it's contrary to God's word and you have to fight to keep from it, you know you still have the desire for it. And you haven't had that change. Don't make it a big scientific thing that you can't figure out. God's word plainly tells us what's wrong. If we desire sin, God's desire isn't there. Just plain, flat, and simple. You see? If we're struggling, keep from fussing with the husband, you know the desire is there to fuss. You long to. You want to show you have authority, being a woman, that you've got power. Vice versa. A man that won't love his wife as Christ loved the church. Wow, that's a lot of love. That's a lot of love. You say, well, how do you think that's a lot of love? Because he's sure putting up with me. He's got a lot of love. Yeah. He's had a lot of patience on me. He's had a lot of long suffering on me. And I'm sure he has you too. Oh, yeah. And look how many years it's been. And he still hasn't given up on us. So it goes a long ways to love a wife as Christ loved the church. Wow, that goes a long ways. But you know what? If it ain't in there, you have to fight and struggle to try to keep from doing that. You have to try to make yourself love her. You have to try to control your thinking to try to make yourself kind to her. What if it was changed? Oh, it'd be different then, wouldn't it? Amen. Yeah. And it takes the light of God to shine upon the word to vindicate it, to prove that God still speaks life, eternal life. He speaks natural life and brings the life. Life only comes by the light, the word made manifest or made flesh. When all the promises become in the Bible become manifest, is when Jesus Christ the Word was made flesh among us. God always works through man. Man is God's subject. Now, are we paying attention to what he says? Have we listened exactly to what he said? That this life comes by the Word of God made. Now again, how can it be manifested? As I said, I have the time tonight to go through all these quotes. But how are we going to say the word is manifest to me and disobeying God? Or doing these things, these little things wrong, we call it. You know? How can I say the word of God's made manifest in me? If his words tell me do this or don't do that, and then I disobey that, that means that word that spoke that, not to do or do, is not made manifest. Because I wasn't under obedience to that word. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So again, how could I think for a minute the Word of God is made manifest in me when disobedience is present? Okay? So just keep these things in mind now. Might seem like I'm speaking in riddles, but just ask the Holy Spirit put it all together for you. You see? Now let me read Ephesians 4 again. Of course, we know he said God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. But let me skip down here. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, a unison, till we all have the same revelation. Is that right?
Amen.
Unity of the faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. Complete, finished. Complete, finished. So perfect is. Unto the measure. Unto the measure. That's the given amount. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Fullness of Christ. Now, Christ was obedient, was he not?
Amen.
Was he obedient to this, the Word of God?
Amen.
Oh, he always proved he was obedient. Even through the most terrible times of testings and trials. After coming off of a 40-day fast, most of us couldn't even make it 40 days. Come off of a 40-day fast, and then Satan, knowing that he had within himself the power, Jesus did, to command those stones to be made bread, and just eat all he wanted to. But as hungry as he was, Satan still couldn't get him. He could not get him any way that he tried. And then that's when Jesus spoke those famous words. Man. Man. Shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Impossible? Yes. Impossible for you to do it yourself. Or for me to do it myself. But for him to do it, all things are possible to them that believe. Yeah. It's very possible for him. He's already did it before. And he's still going to do it today. Living in people. Yeah. Although, make a mistake maybe now and then. But they will be overcomers. No, I said that so the devils couldn't get a hold of that. Because, oh, how the devils like getting hold of that. These preacher devils and listening devils. Oh, he thinks we're never going to do anything wrong. Get behind me, Satan. The Word of God has already written what they would do. Yeah. Till we all come into unity, the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, and to a perfect man. Carnal mind cannot understand these things. Don't forget that. It wasn't given to them to know. They're always going to twist it up. Well, that's impossible. This ain't right and this ain't the way it is. The devil's done it from the beginning and he'll continue to do it. He don't understand these things. Satan is so ignorant. Oh, yeah, he is. It's unbelievable how ignorant he is. Oh, he's smart in his intellectual ways of doing things. But when it comes to God, he's ignorant. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Don't you really get that? The fullness of Christ. Nothing left undone. The fullness of Christ. That's a lot of word.
Amen.
And you know what? That's the full word. That's every word. because Christ is the full word.
Amen.
Okay? Now this is in Hebrews 5 and 8 and 9. Though he were a son, speaking of Jesus Christ, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Wow. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. That there lets me know somebody's going to obey him. Not alone all the other words that's in the Bible, but this too lets me know there is going to be a people that obeys him. Mm-hmm. That when he speaks something, it's obeyed.
Amen.
We are so used to over the years of seeing people disobey. Disobey, disobey, disobey. You know? We're so used to seeing people that it doesn't even register that they're doing wrong. I dealt with it for years, friend. There was just nothing there to tell them they was wrong. Yeah. Just from A to Z, I could stand here and name many of things that people thought it was okay what they was doing, but it was wrong. It's flesh, carnal, against God's word. And mention it to him, oh, I didn't realize that. Can you imagine that? Oh, I didn't think of that. You really didn't think about it. Many people didn't back then, friends. Many people didn't. I hope we ain't that way today.
Amen.
I hope we've grown.
Amen.
To where now there's something on the inside telling me it's wrong.
Amen.
It's wrong. But you know what? We are known by our fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And to stand up here and say, I don't see that ever happen, I would be a liar. But I see still at times people do things wrong and they don't know they're doing wrong. They don't realize it. There's nothing there clicking. There's nothing there pricking on the inside. Hey, stop that. You're wrong. You're wrong. Turn from that sin. And they just go ahead and do it anyway. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, as the old saying is. But if you think about it, it's the good news.
Amen.
It's good to be woken up, waking up and shook. Lord, is it me? Is it me that I'm not realizing I'm doing things wrong? And people are seeing this? But by their fruits you shall know them. You'll know a tree by the fruit they're bearing. Yeah. You mean we live in an age and a time when people, the sons of God, will know whether the Holy Ghost is there or not? Yeah. Yeah. Because God's word says who does and who doesn't. He says what will be in them, how they will act, if they'll be an overcomer, if they'll be able to receive the word for their day, if it'll vindicate. There's something on the inside telling them, hey, don't do that. All these things. And if it isn't there, then they know something's wrong. Oh, they won't judge the person. The Word of God takes care of that. But they just know what kind of tree it is. Just like we can go out here today and we know a maple tree because we can tell by the leaves, the seeds that come off of it, the bark, what it looks like. We go out here today and we know what a walnut tree is because we see what the leaves look like. We know walnut leaves and we know it bears walnuts. And what if you would break a chunk of bark open, what it smells like? Because of what it's bearing. It's so simple. It's so easy. It's nothing frustrating to try to figure out. God has made it so simple. See? And don't forget, everywhere you go and every place and what you say and how you act, you're bearing some kind of fruit. And I sure hope and pray, as I do many times, that before the Lord Jesus appears, that the sheep here will always bear forth that good fruit, Jesus Christ. Amen. In everything that they do, every decision they make, every place they go, what they may think and what they may say or speak about. Will we continue to be a hothead? Huh? Remember, if you're a hothead here, you'll be a hothead there. Don't worry. You will not be there. But the Holy Ghost is preparing us for something. He's preparing us for a work and a life to come forth and a rapture that's about to take place. I don't know who will hearken. Oh, this is just a little church down in the valley. He was on both sides of us. Not very many people come here. Not well renowned. Not much thought of. Not in the ranks of many other Christian so-called believers in this day. Not amongst the ranks. Yeah. Seemed a little strange, not off to ourselves. Yeah. One thing about it, I believe the Holy Ghost is here. With all my heart, I believe it. And I believe with all my heart, God's getting the people ready. Are we going to be one of them? Amen. Doors and a Door. February 6, 1965. Paragraph 110. He knows the very things and thoughts that's in our hearts. Whatever we do, what little it is, and how do we serve Him? As we serve each other, if I don't love you, how can I love Him? It's a little test to take. Can you say from the depths of your heart, if the Lord Jesus Christ was standing in front of you, now don't act like an ignoramus, but if the Lord Jesus Christ was standing before you, you could say honestly, that you love everybody in here the same. Or is there something a little about certain people that get under your skin? Huh? I'm going to tell you, if God was that type of person, we'd probably all crawl under His skin. Yeah. But again, love suffers long and is kind. Thinketh no evil. Yeah. Can we? Well, if you can't love those around you, how can you really say you love God? And every one of us has problems. All of us aren't perfect in this flesh. None of us are. But do you love everybody the same? Huh? Would you hug one the same as you would the other? Huh? God knows.
Amen.
God knows.
Amen.
And you know, it's even like a black man or a woman. Now, me being a man, I talk man, but I would hug a black man the same as I would a white man. I really honestly have nothing against a black man, especially my brother in Christ.
Amen.
I'd hug him just the same as I would anybody else. Absolutely with no different feeling in my heart. No. all say that, regardless of what color they are. Huh? And how do we serve Him? As we serve each other. If I don't love you, how can I love Him? In so much as you've done unto these my little ones, you have done it unto me. It's the little things that we leave undone. Sometime that breaks the whole chain. The whole chain. I'll close here. You see, and it lets us go free. Just denominational minded. And again, as I said this morning by another quote, right, I guess a message believing church minded. As many of them are today. The ones that left the word. And forget about these little things that really are essential things. I think that's one of our problems here. We leave the little things, some of these little things undone, when really they're the most essential things. And one thing undone breaks the whole complete chain. Wow. And I think I'm a believer. I think I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I think I'm born again. He said everything, every word of God is essential. None of it can be left out. Now, sometimes you may wonder, what have I got to pray about? I'm going to tell you what, we've all got a lot to pray about. If nothing else, to be seeking and searching every day, asking the Holy Ghost to enlighten me to something that may be missing in my life. Something I may be missing that I don't seem to think it's important, when really it's very essential. He said, none of it can be left out. We've got to take every word of it just the way it is and the way it's wrote. Wow. Can we each individual answer that? I'm keeping all that. Every word of it, Brother Steve, I'm keeping it. You better make sure. There might be something you haven't thought about. Yeah. And that's what's happened many times. People haven't thought about it. They haven't thought about it. What the consequences is and how it is of disobeying God's word on many things in life that they do. Lord, help us. Amen. We want to go in a rapture. But what about these little things that's left undone? What about the simple word that says, think more on the things of others than the things of yourself? Wow. Amen. Can I pass that every time? You remember the bar graph I spoke about this morning? I'll remind you later on it. We'll get more into it. But what is your bar graph looking like? Does it look like a lot of these companies today that's failing? It goes down, down, down. Missed the word there. And then it spikes up on this word, gets real close to it, but then one time they forgot to do something. When every bar is going to hit 100%. The man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. What does our bar graph look like? I want you to sit down sometime this week and think about your bar graph. What it looks like in God's eyes. Does it look like you're going to a mountain and back down? Back to the mountain, back down. Maybe it's just staying down. I don't know. But ask God to show you what your bar graph looks like. Measure yourself up by the Word of God, not by your thoughts, but by God's Word. And if your bar graph has something in it that doesn't look quite right, the way it should, then what are you going to do about it? What's it mean to you? What are you going to do with this bar graph when it's not where it's supposed to be? Now, I mind you, now mind me, there'll be some people's bar graph, there'll be 100% that they're so deceived. They think they're Christian when they're not. So don't be surprised if your bar graph is 100%. I'm going to tell you, by the way Brother Branham spoke, there was times his bar graph wasn't what he wanted it to be. Yeah. But if it wasn't, he made sure it got there. Yeah. But today people are so bold and brazen, they're Christians regardless what happens in their life. They're just believers. They're going to heaven. They die, they're on their way to heaven. Everybody goes to heaven. Everybody, they think they're in a rapture, going to be in a rapture. Because they believe Brother Branham was a prophet. They believe he was God sent. They believe the mighty signs, wonders, and miracles. So they're going in the rapture. It's going to be repeated so many times on that day. Depart from me, you work of iniquity. Well, Lord, haven't I prophesied in thy name? Haven't I cast out devils? Haven't I preached the gospel? Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. But judgment begins at the house of God. We have an opportunity now. So we don't have to stand before him on that great day of the great white throne judgment. In closing, I'll read this. This is in Possessing the Gate of the Enemy after trial. March 22nd, 1964. You all know about this, but I'll just read it so you can kind of catch all the little nuggets about it. It's just good to read. Brother Brown is speaking about this great evangelist about 75 years ago. I just can't think of his name. I think it was Arthur McCoy. And he had crossed the land, and one night he had a dream that he had went on to glory. And said he went up to the gate, and he said they wouldn't let him in. And he said, I'm Arthur McCoy from the United States. I'm an evangelist. So the gatekeeper went in. Now he said, remember, this is a dream, he said. And he went in and said, I can't find your name at all. Find your name at all. He said, well, I was an evangelist. He said, sir, I'm sorry. He said, well, is there a chance that there's something wrong? He said, no, sir. I have the book here, and I can't find your name at all. He said, well, can I do anything about it? He said, you might appeal your case to the White Throne Judgment. God help, Brother Branham said. I don't want to be there. And friends, you don't want to be there to a great white throne judgment. Amen. No. The bride's getting her judgment now. Amen. If you make it to the white throne judgment, it's too bad, friends. He said, well, if that's my only hope, I guess I'll just appeal my case then. And said, then he thought he went way, way, way. As he began, he said it was darkness and got lighter and lighter. And said it seemed like there was no certain place this light stopped. But he was right in the center of it. And he said, or something said, who approaches my throne of judgment? He said, I'm Arthur McCoy. I'm an evangelist. I sent many souls to the kingdom. Now you got to watch the point, Brother Branham, while he's telling. This evangelist thought everything looked okay to him at that point. He was an evangelist. He helped get many souls in. You know, he's an important fella, he thought. He'd make it in surely. He said, was your name not found upon the book? No. Then you've appealed to my court? Yes, sir. Then you shall receive justice. I judge you by my laws. Arthur McCoy, did you ever tell a lie? I remember he's expressing he felt like a pretty good fellow until he got in the presence of God. He said, I thought I was a pretty good man till I stood in that light. He said, but in the presence of that light, I was a sinner. He says, we'll all be that. You might feel secure now, but wait till you come there. Wonder how secure we feel. But when we come to that light, what we feel like then. How do you think it feels here when he's anointing and how little you can feel? And what will it be at that white throne judgment? You know, sometimes when the word of God's coming across the Pope and skinning our hide, we feel a little ashamed and embarrassed and feel bad for what we did. You know. But what do you think it's going to be before the great white throne judgment? He said, did you ever tell a lie? He said, I thought I'd been truthful. But some little things that I thought was little white lies. My. They become big and dark there. He said, yes, sir. I've told lies. He said, did you ever steal? He said, I thought I had been honest about it and never stole. But said in that presence of that light, I realized there were some deals I pulled that wasn't just right. He said, yes, sir, I stole. He said, my judgment. He just about ready to hear his sentence. Depart from me in everlasting fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels, said every bone in me was coming apart. He said, then I heard the sweetest voice I ever heard in my life. He said, when I turned to look, I saw the sweetest face I ever saw. Sweeter than a mother's face. A sweeter voice than my mother ever called me. Said, I looked around and I heard a voice and said, Father, that's true. He did tell lies, and he wasn't just honest. But down on earth he stood for me. And now I stand in his place. That's what I want to happen, he says. I want to stand for him now. That when that time comes, he'll stand in my place. But you want me to tell you something? He's standing in your place tonight. With mercy and grace and love. Love is corrective. Don't never forget that. And his love reaches out for you so far and so great. But he's not going to wait till the right white throne judgment to make you stand there and try to get you to change things then, because it'll be too late. But he's telling you now, because he loves you. He loves you. Get right now. Make sure everything's the way I want to be. Obey me in everything, and I'll take care of you. Just obey me. Saints, he loves you. If I didn't get corrected and scolded by the Holy Ghost, I would worry. Amen. But he loves me. Amen. Oh God. Amen. I thank God for his love. I know sometimes in this life it doesn't seem like it does. But I'm going to tell you, if as an earthly father, we correct our children because we love them, how much greater is his love? My. A love that we'll never understand. I don't think we will. Maybe over there we will. But I don't know if we will really here. But oh God, help us to understand that great love. Wouldn't you, sisters, come to the instruments? But I'd rather have this than always tell me how good I was when how rotten I am. I want him to have his way in my life. I want to be completely, fully obedient to his word. Lord, just help me to reach that place. Quicken my heart, my thoughts, Lord. Any time I would do anything to displease you, don't let me do it. Don't let me do it and then have to say I'm sorry. But Lord, let me catch it before that goes that far. May the Holy Ghost be present Amen. In my life to make sure everything's all right. Amen. Let us stand. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. Mercy rewrote my life. Amen. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, think about it. God's mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Sing it again, Brother Josh, come dismiss us. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Hallelujah. God's mercy rewrote my life.
I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's been such a privilege, Lord, to be here this day, oh God, to hear thy word parts today, oh Lord. Lord, that is such a blessing in itself. Lord, so many people look at blessings, Lord, as all the good things that they call good things. Lord, blessings are thy word and thy mercy and thy grace in our lives. Lord, we're so thankful today, Lord. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for this day. Lord, correction is one of them. Lord, to hear the unadulterated word of God, Lord, is so, so blessed. Lord, we're so thankful this day, Lord, for what you've done for me and what you've done for us. Lord, you're ever so mindful of us. Lord, we could be out there in all the confusion of the world and the so-called churches, Lord, not knowing what's right from wrong, hearing all the deceitfulness. Lord, you've been very, very mindful of us, Lord, and we're so thankful. Lord, we just ask that, Lord, you help us get to that height, Lord, we need to be in this. Lord, the end is getting near, Lord. Lord, you can see it all around us, and Lord, we want to, Lord, we want to climb, Lord, that we reach that height in you. Lord, just bless each and every one of us this night. Lord, have a, Lord, help us have a blessed week and do your will in everything we say and do, Lord. Not one thing out of step. Not one thing out of line, Lord. But let everybody see that Jesus is in me. Lord, in the decisions I make and the things I say. Lord, please help us, Lord. We just ask that you have your grace one more time upon us. Lord, just help us this week to surrender all to you, and we'll give you all the glory and the honor. Bless each one of us now as we leave, and keep us safe upon the highways. Lord, bless that little bride wherever she is, Lord, this night. Lord, we know she's out there somewhere. Lord, she's hearing this word just like we are today, Lord. You're working on them, Lord, as you're working on us. Bless them richly, Lord, and one day we'll meet again on the other side. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Amen. I had a little song in my heart. Lost it there. God still moves. Amen. God still moves. God still moves. God still moves. In the heart of his children, God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. Amen. God still moves in the heart of his children. God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. Oh, God still moves. Amen. God still moves in the heart of his children. God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves.
Sing it again.
Oh, God still moves.
Oh, hallelujah.
Richly bless you. Amen. You're dismissed. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name.